When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Christina
and Carmen,
and this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Carmen.
And I'm Christina.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito.
And we're twins.
What? Are we adding that? That's a thing?
No, it's not.
Oh. Well, you said it last time, and I was like...
It just
doesn't feel like...
No, you're right.
...important information until we watch La Usurpadora.
You're right. Yeah. I'll just crop that out.
I mean, you can leave it.
I'm not going to leave it. Just... Yeah. And today we're talking about episode 8 of Teresa.
Yes.
Yeah, 8
episode
already.
8. So can you do the summary, because I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah, Carmen's ass watched 30 minutes of it because she slept in, which is okay, because sometimes sleeping in is self-care, right, Carmen?
Yes.
Actually, always. Yeah, I wish I could sleep in. Okay, so this is the whole summary for the entire episode. I would say the wake just happened. They're just trying to move on, Teresa's family and Teresa. Live their life coping. Teresa is trying to go back to work with El Profe. She befriends Luisa a little more.
They become BFFs.
Yeah, they become BFFs in this episode. And her actual BFF is fleeing Mexico because she doesn't like seeing Mariano and Teresa together. And a little bit of other stuff happened with Esperanza and Pablito. Oh my god, yeah, Pablito. Okay, so that's a good summary.
Oh, I don't think I saw that.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, and this episode is going to be a little different because Carmen didn't watch the last 15 minutes of the novela. So
it's going to be a surprise for me.
So we start off with Teresa's mental breakdown, where she's trying to put on all her dresses, where the last episode left off.
She's trying on all her slutty dresses. Juana's like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm tired of this. Wearing black and estando de luto is not going to like solve anything. I need to look good. And Juana's like, you know, just do this for the respect of your parents and Rosa, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, Teresa just crying. Just like that. This is that the last scene of last episode.
Yeah. Then we leave that and go to Aurora and Aida at the gym. And I didn't realize they were this close.
Yeah, I didn't know they were like close friends. But I mean, I guess they're probably like childhood friends and they've like grown up together. And maybe they drifted apart in high school because Aurora became good friends with Teresa. And then now they're like trying to reconnect. And Aida's like, let's not let Teresa come in between us.
That was good. Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah.
So they're just talking. I just want to point out, I hate Aida's voice. It's so raspy.
Oh, raspy. I thought you meant her tone of voice, because she talks like a chiquiada.
Like a fresa?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but worse.
Worse, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, both her tone and her the sound of it. I don't know what to call it. There's like a raspiness.
She has
to
like
it.
A scratchy voice?
Scratchy, maybe. Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Oh my god, that just I need to stop talking about The Office in this show. This is not an Office show. But you know that episode where so Michael, Pam, and Ryan come back from when he has his own company, and they come back and then he's trying to decide which one of them to make salesman or salesperson. Mm-hmm. And Michael's like telling Jim, no, you're too close to this or whatever. And then he's like, just admit that Pam has a shrill voice in the morning. And he's like, okay, she does. And then, yeah, it just reminded me of that because I mean, I can't do Aida the voice.
Aida has a shrill voice.
No, it's not a shrill voice.
Oh.
It's different. What is shrill? Shrill is what Pam sounds like.
Oh, like.
Like.
Squeaky? Oh my God, no.
Like that.
Okay. I don't know.
You asked me. And I told you.
You're right.
You shouldn't have asked.
No, I shouldn't have asked you
at and all. Aida is more like.
Don't do it.
Yeah. So, yeah. She. Anyway, the point is her voice is annoying.
So yeah, they're hanging out. Oh no, my bad. We move out of that scene and then we go to Teresa and Aurora hanging out. Teresa's thanking Aurora for calling in for her, but she's like, I didn't want Profe at the wake. It's going to bring me problems. His sister hates me.
And I don't know why she's saying, I mean, she's saying this to be manipulative, I think.
Yeah, because Luisa was already.
They were already friendly.
Yeah, getting on better terms with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think she's just trying to, like, manipulate. Well, this whole scene is just her trying to, like.
This whole scene. Oh,
manipulate poor Aurora.
Yeah. Okay, so Teresa did decide to continue wearing black, so that's good.
Yeah, she did. And so, yeah, they're, like, talking, and then she's saying how the Luisa hates her, and then Aurora's like, I think you're exaggerating, and she is. And then Teresa's like, well, I didn't come here to talk with you about my job. Like, we have more important things to talk about. And then she's like, we need to talk about Mariano, and it's like, dun, dun, dun.
Dramatic music, and scene ends. We go to Mariano's house and they have nothing. Everything's gone. And then Humberto mariachi guy walks in being an ass. He's like, where's all your shit? You guys have nothing.
But he doesn't know.
No, I know.
He's like, did you guys get robbed? You know, you never know. He doesn't know yet.
No, you're right. You're right. He just keeps it going for so long.
I know he and does.
Obviously something is up because their faces tell they're it all. Like, they're just staring at him like...
Like, stop asking. And he's like going asking. On and on. Yeah.
Yeah. And he just goes on and on about where all their stuff is. And he's like, oh shit, you pawned it all for the wake. Oh my God. Oh.
And it's like, obvio.
Obvio. Mariachi guy. Obvio. So then we go back to Aurora and Teresa talking about Mariano. Aurora tells Teresa, there's not much to say here. I like him.
But you know what was really funny though? Like, so, you know, when they're sitting on the couch at first and they're talking and then Teresa gets up and she's like, we need to talk about Mariano. And she like turns around like 2 feet away from her or whatever. And she does like an evil smile thing.
Oh, I took a screenshot of this. So I'm going to be posting it. Yeah. She's pretending to be sad, but she turns around and does like her little like, evil Teresa face. Like,
yeah,
this is going exactly like I planned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Teresa says, we were just super young when we dated. It was a game for me. I was just too young. And Aurora tells her, well, that's not what Mariano made it seem like. He said it was like, very serious.
Like the love, the first love of his life. And, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think she realized that they had talked about this already. Because she kind of look surprised.
This is ruining Teresa. Whatever her plan with this is, which I don't know. What is it? To just make Aurora feel bad?
I guess.
Or is she like planting the seeds for when like she eventually cheats on Mariano and Aurora finds out? Like, I don't know.
I don't know where she's going with it. But Aurora tells him, I mean, I did like him. It was just a crush. And Teresa's like, I can back off. And it's like, what? Mariano has like no idea she's saying any of this.
Imagine if Mariano heard her saying that.
Right. Yeah. I can back off. Like, he thinks you guys are going to get married because you said that. Because
you said that. She's horrible.
She's so manipulative.
Yeah.
She's the worst, but I still find myself rooting for her because I'm the worst.
We're still stands.
We're still stands, yeah. So then we cut to Refugio and Doña Refugio and Don Armando. He gets there. He's like, I'm here for my cafecito. They're just talking about how they don't feel okay at work. They don't feel okay anywhere.
But nothing feels okay. They're just sad. They're grieving.
Yeah.
Is this where they're talking about how they have one daughter left and it's fine, or is it later?
I think it's later because right he just says, you know, we just got to keep going.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I see it.
Then
now.
We cut to Aurora and her dad. He's asking her, how are things with Mariano? And she's like, don't bring him up again. And he does the opposite and insist on talking about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which some people do. I mean, if someone tells me they don't want to talk about this, I don't cry. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if it's a child, like, okay, you don't want to tell me about this. That's okay. I'm here for you. But he's like, why? What is wrong? What happened? Which, I mean, I guess you want to know.
Yeah, I think he's just doing it because he's concerned for her and he wants to know.
Yeah.
He seems like a good dad.
Yeah, except for the whole you're going to be a doctor and not understand.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that already. Like, that was so long ago.
It was like episode 3.
5 episodes ago.
So he asks why. She tells him, well, he's in love with Teresa, with my best friend, is what she says.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't want to see them together. She can't handle seeing them together. Then we cut from that scene and go to Profe's house.
And Teresa walks in, boobs first.
Yeah.
Who wears this? Okay, I mean, I'm not here to slut shame. I love wearing slutty clothes. But
if you're mourning.
Está de luto.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, my boobs are mourning too. No, my boobs are not mourning, but I am. But they're free. Something like that.
It was just funny. I'm just like, really? That's what you're wearing?
But yeah, it's like, it's before Teresa walks in, boring ass Luisa standing there with her plain ass clothes. And then Teresa walks in with her.
I think it just makes it seem that much more excessive to like compare next when she's next to Luisa.
Yeah. So Luisa's like, why are you here? You can go home. And Teresa insists. And she's like, there's no rest for those that depend on other people's money. She has a point, but she doesn't have to be there because she doesn't get paid for this.
Exactly.
So while she's right in terms of her parents, that you have to keep working, there's no time to mourn because, you know, some places don't even have, like, I think it's called bereavement.
Bereavement, yeah.
Yeah, some places don't have that.
It's like a week long.
Yeah.
Like, is that enough? No.
No. Oh, my God. Is it anything? I would need, like, a year off. Pay me a year and it would be so hard. But she's like, no, I need to work. Again, she doesn't get paid for this. So then we cut to La Vecindad. The gym teacher, the gymnastics teacher, brings back Rosa's ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
They place it next to La Virgencita Morena.
And so, yeah, they put the ribbon there and then they're like, oh, you know, because now Rosa is in heaven next to La Virgen. And then Armando is saying, like, they still have one daughter left and la tienen que disfrutar instead of, like, always fighting with her. Like, so they need to enjoy their time with Teresa.
Teresa makes it hard.
He's mainly telling this to Refugio because I think she hates her daughter.
Yeah. Well, I think she knows. Well, deep down, she knows what kind of a person Teresa is. And
she does her. Because later on, that's what she says.
But she doesn't know how to put words to it. She doesn't know how to say, my daughter hates where she's from. She's ashamed of it. She will do anything to burn everyone and be rich. All she cares about is money. She's selfish. Like,
and so then, is this when Refugio promises to La Virgen that she's going to get along with Teresa?
I think so. Yeah. Before that, they thank God for the time they had with Rosa.
Mm-hmm.
They are so devoted. I would be mad. I would be trying to throw hands with God. Like, how dare you take
her? I didn't just say that. Cut that part out. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm not going to. But I would be so mad. And instead, they thank God for. And I mean, it's just a different coping mechanism.
Well, it just reminds me. I think Mommy has told us this before. When she says, like, los hijos no son tuyos, son prestados por Dios.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see you rolling your eyes. But I think this is the belief that they have too. Like,
it is. Yeah. And it's a very common belief. They're saying,
right? Like, thank God that he let us have this time with our daughter, but now she's back home, like they say.
Home. Yeah. I would still be mad. But I guess it's a good viewpoint. I guess being religious probably helps. Oh, no, it can go either way. Some people turn away.
Yeah.
From religion. Yeah. Some people go more towards it. So it can go either or. Because I was going to say, it could probably help you cope more.
No, for some people, it's like a healthy coping. It's like a strength that they have and they rely on. And then other people, it's like they lose their faith when things like this happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It can go either way.
Yeah.
We go back to Profe's house. Luisa apologizes to Teresa for ever having judged her. Teresa tells her, I don't want your pity.
Luisa's like, no, it's not pity. I've been through this, blah, blah, blah. They're like becoming friends. And then she like hugs Teresa. And Teresa does a classic villana move, you know, of like you're crying.
Oh, and then she smiles.
And then you hug and then you smile. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is the same face she makes when she turns her back on Aurora.
Yeah.
And smiles. This is, yeah. And it's a, yeah, classic villain. If you didn't know what villana meant, classic novela villain
movie. Yeah.
Teresa tells her, yeah, I totally hated you when we met. But they start
because of your attitude.
Yeah, because of her attitude. And then Teresa tells her she's pretty again.
Yeah, and I think this is her whole plot for them to become friends or something. Because she's like, well, basically, Lucia's like, can we just move past, you know, the past me not liking you and whatever. Like, let's move past that and, like, become friends or whatever. And then Teresa's like, okay, under one condition, you have to agree that you are pretty. And it's weird.
It is so weird.
It's like,
why? Yeah.
It's like, let it go. Who cares?
And yeah, then Lisa's who gives like, a shit?
Okay. She's like, okay, well, I'm not like ugly, but I'm not like as beautiful as you. And it's like, what? What is this conversation? Do people have conversations like this? I'm just conceited and I would never say something like that. So I think that's why I can't relate.
No. Even when I'm in like sweatpants and like a high ass bun up here and no makeup and looking like what others would say bad, I'm just like, I'm a badass bitch. I look great.
So yeah, then Teresa's like, well, we could like change your hairstyle, blah, blah, blah. Let's go to the salon. And then Lisa's like, are you sure you want to? And then Teresa's like, she makes, you know, that crying face. She's like, I need this.
Yeah, but it's not real.
No, it's not real. No.
I feel like part of it is real because she was supposed to do Rosa's makeup before the
Oh, maybe. I didn't realize that.
That's why I thought maybe part of it is real. Because she was like,
I think
she suddenly thought about how she was supposed to do it for Rosa and she didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Teresa's, she's not, and I think this is why we still stan her because she has her moments where she's vulnerable.
Yeah.
And not straight up evil, even though she is straight up evil at other moments. She has these moments where you see that she's like hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. She's complex. It's not like all evil or all good. She's not like Ruben where absolutely no matter what, you're like, trash, fuck this guy.
Yeah, exactly. We go back to Aurora and her dad, and he's saying he's worried. Aurora wants to flee the country. No, she wants to go on vacation.
Stop exaggerating. Wow, Teresa.
This is what her dad makes it sound like.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. He's like, you can't just escape. You need to face your problems. I think it's okay to take a small vacation. I'd be like, yes, bitch,
going? Okay, I see what you're saying, but I don't think he meant it in that, like, she's fleeing the country.
No, you're right.
She just wants to go away for a few days because she needs, like, some space.
Space, yeah. Which I would have agreed to completely, but he's like, no, you shouldn't escape. I don't get his hesitation. But I guess some people are more like, face your problems right away. It's okay to take a step back and
People handle problems differently, and so maybe he's like a headstrong, like, no, face this kind of person.
Well, he is a headstrong, face this person. We can see that
from the scene.
And
then she's like, I need like some time and space away from the problem before I come back and figure out what to do.
Exactly. And I would be like, Aurora, I feel like that's the better thing here.
Well,
I thought we're rich. Yeah. Everyone has these options.
Any small inconvenience, I'd be like, oh, let me go to Greece.
Wait, then we go back to Luisa and Teresa. Luisa is telling Teresa that she's in like her third year of interior design. If you're in your third year, shouldn't you be good at interior design by then? Because in fucking episode, what, three? The book signing. No, five.
Yeah.
Whatever. Four,
five. Four. Whatever.
Whichever one had the book signing. She puts the fucking posters at the top where no one can see them. She put them on the second floor and the whole party's downstairs.
Like, you should have learned this in year one.
This is some year one shit.
This is some freshman shit.
You don't even need to go to fucking school. Like, to know
that. Teresa didn't even study interior design and she knew to put the poster down there.
This goes back to how school's not everything, guys. Gals, like folks, because Teresa knew where to put those posters and she's not an interior design student.
And maybe it's not even the school thing. Maybe interior design is not for Luisa, clearly.
Right, she's in the wrong field and she doesn't know it. And so she's getting her makeover and she basically
She gets the same hairstyle as Teresa.
They make her into Teresa. She's the makeover is Luisa becomes Teresa. So they make her hair like curly, but not a real curly because their hair is straight.
They curl it, but it's like nobody curls their hair like that anymore, you know? People like the wave look. And then I don't even know if that was in back then because like I've always had this hair. So like, I don't know.
But I get why Teresa and Luisa have curly hair. Because it's better.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It takes a while to, I don't know. Like, because you grow up and you're like, you want straight hair because that is like, I don't know. You think it's better. But then when you finally learn to fix your curly hair, it's like, why did I ever want
straight hair? Yeah, how to take care of it. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so she basically copies Teresa's style, hair and style.
Yeah.
And they go shopping.
They get back to the house and Profe walks up and he's like, oh, Teresa, I thought you weren't going to be here. But then he turns around and he's shocked to see his sister.
Well, he asked Teresa how she's doing it. And seems like genuine, like he genuinely cares.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's nice. But yeah, then he turns around and he sees his sister and he's like, whoa, Luisa, what did you do?
You actually did something to yourself. Wow.
She does look better, though.
She does. Yeah. Anyone. Yeah,
anyone would better. Like
anything else was an upgrade from Luisa anyway.
Yeah.
So she says, you were so right about Teresa. We're BFFs now.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Profe is saying this. Then we go back to Teresa's parents at the vecindad. They're having their cafecito.
And so they're talking about accepting Teresa the way that she is. And this is when Doña Refugio is like, I don't know. Like, there's something about Teresa that scares me. And then Armando's like, what? Because he's never noticed.
He's somehow so fucking oblivious. He's
blinded by his.
What? There's nothing wrong with her.
What?
What? She's fine. He doesn't know. But Refugio knows deep down.
Because moms know everything.
They really do. It's creepy.
And so then that's the end of that scene. And then Mariano, it cuts to Mariano going to Doña Nachita's house. And I guess she's like it's not the landlord, but the it has a name, doesn't it? The person that lives there and then everyone gives them their money and then they give it to the landlord. And she's
the
go-between.
Yeah, I don't know what the term is, though. I've never heard of this.
There's a term. You haven't heard of this?
No, I wrote, Mariano goes to Nachita to pay her rent. And I was like, wait, she's the landlord? At first, I was so confused. I was like, aren't landlords supposed to be rich, living off of other people's wages? What's happening? Why is Nachita there if she's the landlord? I was so confused. And then I was like, wait, Nachita's collecting the money for the landlord? This landlord can't even collect his own money? I'm assuming it's
there's a lot of places like that.
Wow. How did I not know this?
So I've seen it in Mami's old apartment, it was a property management company. It wasn't like a individual landlord or whatever, but I was gonna say tenant, but those are like tenants. I don't remember the name, but it's like, there they called it the apartment manager, and she actually lived on site in the apartment there. And then people would give the rent to her and she would take it to the apartment place and like whatever you needed. But I feel like I've heard another term for it, but maybe not. But yeah, she's, I guess, like the manager of the apartments.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, okay. So like if something was wrong with your apartment or whatever, like you would go tell her and then she would tell the landlord.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was so confused by that unnecessarily. We go back to Profe's house and him and Teresa are talking. He says, I'm going to pay you for working here. But she
wait, we didn't even finish talking about that scene. Basically, scene? Mariano tells her. Yeah.
My bad.
Mariano tells Doña Nachita that they don't have the money and that they could just like wait 2 weeks. And she's like, oh yeah, that's fine. But you know, if I don't get all the rent to him, then I don't get paid.
Right.
And I mean, that's the end of that.
Yeah. Then we go to Profe's house. Him and Teresa are talking and he wants to pay for her work there. And she refuses because he's already paying for her school. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, and she's like, it's already, what does she say?
Basically humiliating.
Yeah, humiliating for her to, you know, for him to be paying for her college. And she's like, and still to give me money on top of that? Like, no, this is too much.
Yeah.
But I think her plan to appear like humble and stuff.
Because she's not humble.
He'll like her even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We go to Esperanza answering the phone. Of course, it's Ruben, right?
And yeah, he's, so this part I still saw.
Oh my god! So as she's answering and talking to him, he checks out another woman passing by,
and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna miss you so much."
Yeah. So
I don't know what I'm gonna do without you. And he's like this, like
checking out someone. Yeah. So he's checking out other women while talking to his side piece, while talking about missing his side piece on a trip he's going with his wife.
With his wife.
What a fucking mouthful. Ruben is the worst.
Ruben is the worst.
Yeah.
She's back. So fucking dumb for believing.
Yeah. She doesn't know.
Oh, or the sweater part.
She doesn't want to know. Oh my god. Oh, this is, I did not stand Teresa in this part. So we go back to La Vecindad. Doña Refugio is so excited making a sweater for Teresa. She just wants to pour her energy into something that's not grieving, right? So she wants to make a sweater for her living daughter.
Mm-hmm. For her ungrateful ass fucking bitch daughter.
Yeah. So then she's so excited, right?
That should be the name of the episode. Just kidding. That's too many bad words. Ungrateful ass fucking bitch daughter.
No, it's going to be ungrateful Teresa.
Oh, that's better. Actually, I like mine better.
Well, yeah, it is, but we can't do that. So Teresa walks in and she says, fuck that sweater. I have this better sweater with nice ass flowers
on it.
It's
so sad. You can see it if we feel like soul leaving her body.
Poor Refugio. Oh my god. So
it's so sad.
At some point, Doña Juana walks to Teresa's room.
She's so good at diffusing the situation, though.
She is, yeah, right? That's her job. Like, yeah. Because this wasn't the first time she diffuses situations for Teresa.
No. And, and her mom. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. It's just so funny. Like, Doña Refugio was like in the middle of knitting it. She's like, oh, this is not the sweater que querías. And then Teresa like pulls out her sweater that's better. She puts it on and she's all like,
fuck your sweater, mom.
You don't need to anymore. This one's so much better. Look at all the fine details on it. And then Refugio's like,
yeah, her
Refugio. Oh my gosh. And then Doña Juana's like, what's she saying? I don't know. She gets up and she basically
Doña Juana says something about, let's go to your room to try the sweater on more. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And then Refugio's just crying in the couch.
Yeah, then Teresa continues to be a bitch about the sweater inside her room.
She's like, looking so ghetto.
Está bien corriente, like, which is what that means, ghetto. Doña Juana's like, ay, ay, ay. Doña Juana's shocked.
She's like, ay, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, basta. Yeah, fucking stop being a bitch. Then Teresa's like, and buena onda, that sweater's the worst. This is like when someone says, no offense, but fuck you.
Yeah,
no offense, yeah, and but continues to offend you.
She's like, if I wore this to school, all the girls would laugh at me and blah, blah, blah. And then Johanna's like, okay, well, don't wear it to school.
Yeah.
Yeah, first of all, they probably wouldn't, but I don't know. You know, you never know people, but they probably wouldn't. And then she's all like, okay, well, just don't wear it to school. Like, you don't have to wear it all the time. Just, like, accept the sweater from your mom and stop being a fucking bitch.
Yeah. So then she's like, fine. I'm going to go tell my mom she can finish the sweater and I am going to wear it. At least she does this.
And this is the last scene I saw.
Oh, okay. So then...
But if I was Doña Refugio and then Teresa would be like, okay, I'll accept the sweater and be like, no, fuck you. There's no more fucking sweater for you.
No sweaters for you. But she's going to make it. We know it. But then we go to... that scene ends and then her parents, they're all dressed to go talk to the misa, to make the misa for Rosa, like a little church session. I don't know what they're called. Dedication? I don't know. It's like a memorial at the church.
A memorial?
Yeah, something like that.
It when they do the misa to...
They dedicate
I know the what you're church talking about. Session yeah.
for that church day, whatever, for... Yeah.
The misa?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. The misa. They,
I don't know what that is in English, though.
That's what I was trying to...
Mass.
Yes. Oh, my God. So smart, Carmen. Yeah, so they dedicate the mass to... They're going to go dedicate the mass. They're going to go talk to the father. And then when they leave...
You know, Teresa, you have to pay to have that dedication.
Yeah, and it should be free, right?
I feel like it should be free.
I agree.
Why are we paying churches at all? They don't pay taxes.
No, you're right. I feel the same way. So then they leave and Teresa has this monologue where she's like, what will my revenge to Aida be? She's like,
really?
Yeah. So she
randomly started talking about this. Like, how does this come about?
So they leave and Teresa's holding the stick. What is it? The thing that the gym teacher drops off for that was Rosa's. Oh,
the ribbon.
Yeah, the ribbon. I was like, it's a stick.
The
yeah.
stick? Like the spirit stick and yeah. bring it on?
She's holding Rosa's spirit stick. She's holding the, oh my God, what's it called again?
Ribbon.
El listón. Es un listón. Fuck.
El listón de tu pelo, like the yeah. song.
Yes, she's holding Rosa's listón ribbon. And she's just telling Rosa, I have plans. I need to get out of here. And I need to figure out what my revenge for Aida will be.
Oh, my God.
She's just planning this.
That's so random because she hasn't, like, talked about Aida in, like, forever.
Right? Yeah. Then we go to Esperanza and Teresa walking on the street. Esperanza is telling her she's going to have all this free time so she can help her out because Ruben is gone.
Wait, who is walking on the street?
Esperanza and Teresa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're walking on the street and Esperanza's like, hey, I have all this free time now that Ruben is gone to help. I can help out.
What we forgot to mention on the phone call
what
that they had earlier, Ruben and Esperanza, that he tells her to not get a job.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he tells her to not be jealous while he's away.
What? Not be jealous while he's away with his wife.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Ruben. Anyway. So they're walking and Teresa's like, no, don't worry about helping me out. Instead, go find a job because you shouldn't depend on a man. And she's right. Yeah. And then she says, especially a married man.
Mm-hmm.
She's right. Esperanza then, Teresa's like, what if he doesn't leave his wife? And Esperanza's like, oh my gosh, don't ever say that. I would die if he doesn't leave his wife. And Teresa rolls her eyes. I took a screenshot
as well.
Yeah. Yeah, Teresa's like, what the, whatever. And she's right.
I'm just like, I'm sorry. If you ever believe a married dude is going to leave their wives, they never fucking do. So.
No, they don't. Refugio is then, we cut from that scene and go to Refugio and Mariano. Refugio is trying to give Mariano the money that would have been spent on Rosa's quince. She said he doesn't want it at first, but she's like, no, let it go for something good. I know you helped out with the wake. I know that you guys pawned all your stuff for us. And she just thanks him for being so good to Teresa, and he takes the money. Of course, while she's thanking Mariano for being so good to Teresa, Teresa is being horrible. So Teresa walks into Ruben's law firm and is looking for Ruben.
Oh, I wasn't expecting this. But yeah. He's gone, right?
Yeah, she doesn't know, though. So Teresa walks into the law firm. The secretary is there. And she's like, I'm here to see el licenciado Ruben. And she's like, no, he can't. He's not here right now. And Teresa's insisting the same thing she kind of did when she walked into El Profe's office the first time, where she's like, well, he said he was going to make time for me, and I'm sure he will. Tell him Teresa Chavez is here. And she's all like being creída, you know?
Demanding.
And the secretary cannot believe this, right? And then
she's like, the audacity.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Mariano walks in because, you know, he works there frequently.
Immediately
Teresa freaks the fuck out. She's like, oh shit, because this is interrupting her plans, right?
Uh-huh.
So Teresa's like, God, what are you doing here? To Mariano. And he's like, oh hey, what are you doing here? He tells her that he works there frequently. And she's like, oh wait, so you know the Ruben like well? And he's like, well, I mean, as well as like I just deliver papers for him. I do a lot of extra things for him. He's a main source of my work here. In fact, when I saw you and Teresa or you and Aurora at the college, I was dropping off papers for Aida. And so Teresa's like, oh, I think in her mind, she's like, oh my God, maybe I can't do what I'm planning to do, which is hook up with Ruben.
Yeah.
So then she tells Mariano, actually, I have to go because the secretary told me that he doesn't have time for me right now, which is not what happened. She was demanding to be seen. The secretary's like making eyes at her like, yeah, that's not what happened, while she's telling Mariano this. So she's about to walk away. She's trying to walk away. And then Mariano grabs her and pulls her to the secretary. He's like, hey, this is my girlfriend. And the secretary's like, really? Well, you have no idea what she was just doing.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for Mariano.
It was great. Yeah. Yeah, me too. So then we go to, we cut from there. We go to La Vecindad. Gumberto's being hella thirsty at
oh my God.
Doña Juana's house. in apparently, so he's like, oh, come on, Juana, it's been a year since your husband passed away. It's only been a fucking year then. It hasn't been 10.
It's not that long, really.
And the long scheme of things, it's not that long in the grieving process. No. And so, yeah, he's just insisting on like getting with her and let her take her time. Shit. At first I thought less time had passed. I thought
more time had passed too. I didn't realize it was a year.
Yeah. So she'll be ready when she's ready. Cumberto, like, what the fuck?
Fucking chill, Cumberto. Damn.
And then she kicked him out. She says that thing she always says. Gáname. I don't fucking know. Something like that.
I don't know either. I was trying to remember it. No, it's not.
Something about you need to win me over before you try anything.
Yeah.
And now I understand her hesitation. At first I was like, damn, get it, girl. It's fine. But no, if it's only been a year, it's okay to wait. And she's waiting.
Yeah.
So then we go back to Mariano and Teresa. Mariano's like, oh, you want to have lunch? Actually, I can go leave this paper with the secretary and then we can go have lunch. But Teresa's insisting that she has to work. And they're just being a couple. They kiss. And as they're kissing, Aida arrives and gets out of her chauffeur car. I don't know what to call it. She gets out of a limo. No.
A car.
Yeah, she gets out of a car and she ridicules Teresa for dating a taxista. And she's just trying to ridicule her. It gets to Teresa, of course. And Mariano's just like, who fucking cares?
I'm sorry, I hate Teresa for this.
Yeah.
It's like, cares? How can you pretend this is the love of your life or whatever and then cry and smell his picture? And then you let shit like this get to you. Like, who cares? Right.
Who cares? But she cares. Yeah. Ugh. Aida's like, trying to make fun of Mariano. She's like, oh, yeah, my dad says he's such a hard worker. Like,
he's like, that's a good thing.
How is that an insult? That's a good thing, you idiot.
It's like when people try to make fun of, like, others, like, for shopping at Ross.
Bitch, or, Ross, like, is great.
You know, and they're like, Ross is fucking popping, man. Like,
Ross is where it's at. Yeah, their dresses. That's a good place to get long dresses. Yeah, maxi dresses.
And they have cute purses, too, and shoes. And it's like, yeah, I fucking got this at Ross. And guess what? If I got this at Macy's, it would have been like $50. And here it was 20. So
yeah. So Mariano's like, fuck yeah, I'm a hard worker. And he's way better than Palo anyway.
Palo is fucking, oh, well, I mean, okay, I don't want to be mean. He's ugly.
Palo is fugly. And he tried to assault Teresa.
And he's trash. So he's fugly. He's trash. He doesn't like Aida.
Yeah.
He's an assaulter.
Yeah, exactly.
Mariano is hot, sexy, cute, hard worker, has nice arms.
Excellent arms. So there's no contest here, but that's stupid. We go to Aurora stopping by the vecindad, and Refugio's like, oh, Teresa actually isn't here. And Aurora's just stopping by to drop some stuff off while she's gone. She's like, I just brought some stuff for Teresa and you guys. Like,
she didn't want to see Teresa
groceries.
Anyway.
Yeah, she didn't want to see her anyway. And then we cut from that scene. Lots of back and forth here at the end. So then Teresa is now at the Mercado. What are those? That's what it's called, right? The outside, like, it's like a pulga, but it's always going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's buying a counterfeit purse. And it looks good. It looks real. So who cares, you know? But that's what she's doing. Mm-hmm. And then we go back to La Vecindad. We randomly see Pablito out of bed and playing soccer. And I was like, this is going to be important. But why? Yeah. So he's suddenly better. He's playing soccer. I thought it was random, but it comes back. Yeah. So
does he faint?
I'm not telling you because I didn't watch it. So you're going to find out. Then we go to Aida walking into Pablo's house. And she's like, oh, wow, it's so good to run into you here. And Paolo, like, an ass.
At his house?
Yeah. Yeah, she says that. She's like, okay, bien verte aquí. And he's like, well, you're at my house. Why, of course, you're going to see me what? Here. Yeah. And then she's still a desesperada, right? And she's like, you won't believe who I saw. Teresa's already moved on. And you're over here like an idiot thinking about her. She has a point. But then she tells her he's dating a taxista and they laugh about it together. Instead of,
I'm like, first of all, Paolo, you should be jealous of Mariano. If you saw him, you'd be like, oh, man, I wish I looked like that guy. Do you think guys ever do that? I'm just kidding. I'm gonna stop.
Probably. I used to do
if
it.
If you're a guy, would you like be able to acknowledge another guy and be like, oh yeah, he's good looking?
I feel like they can, and sometimes they pretend
They just refuse
because
to.
Because they think they're too manly to do that because toxic masculinity.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with looking at someone and like you know when you see a good looking person, it's like
you know. And yeah. They pretend they don't. But yeah. Paolo knows probably how much better Mariano is. He should. So they laugh about it together instead of like thinking about how they're still obsessing about Teresa together. And Aida, I don't understand Aida. How is she laughing at this when she's like begging Paolo to be with her and he has zero interest in it? I don't know. Whatever. Then Teresa arrives at Profe's house, but she was there already. I don't know why she goes back. I don't know what she's doing.
She's just out and about ruining lives.
Yeah, that's just what she...
Putting in some daily work.
Yeah.
Running errands.
Ruining lives. Plotting. So she goes back to Profe's house. She tells Luisa that her only friend is moving countries. So this is why I thought Aurora was moving countries. But I think she's
How does she find this out? Do they talk?
No, and they don't ever talk. I don't know how she finds out. Maybe she called her at some point off screen.
Maybe. They just didn't show it.
Yeah, because she. Weird. I'm like, when did she find this out? But whatever. So, she goes and she tells her, my only friend is leaving, which is not true.
What if she's just making it up?
Well, she knows she's leaving for a vacation, but she tells She tells Luisa that her only friend is leaving, and they're like, well, we can be friends. So I think this is why she's just saying it to be closer to Luisa to then ruin her life, because it's what she does. So then we go back to La Vecindad. Then Aurora's like, actually, I need to go. I'm just trying to get away from someone. And then Mariano walks in. This is Aurora and Refugio. You know how she went to La Vecina.
Oh, okay. Drop the stuff off. She's been trying to avoid Mariano.
Yeah, and then he walks in. Yeah. Then after that, the doctor or Esperanza's at the doctor, el doctor Ledesma, and they're just talking about Pablito. She's giving him the results of his blood work, right, or all his studies, exams.
He's giving her the results.
Doctor Ledesma is giving Esperanza Pablito's medical results.
Because you said she's giving him the results.
Oh, shit. I do that all the time.
So then I was like, that's wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He is giving her the results. And as they're talking, we go back to La Vecindad and the brother whose name we don't know, Pablito's brother, right? The older, the one that's in the middle.
Yeah.
They're playing soccer and then they're wrestling. He's spinning Pablito around.
He killed Pablito.
I don't know yet. Okay.
Okay.
Then... he's spinning him around. He like, it's not rough, but he puts him down on the ground and then he's like, I won. He's all excited, you know, as kids do when they're wrestling. And then Pablito won't wake up.
Oh my God.
Pablito won't wake up. And so then, Mariano and Aurora were walking down the stairs as he was spinning Pablito around. So they're right there. And then he sees Mariano, he calls him over. And then Mariano like drags Aurora with him. She doesn't want to. She's hesitant, but he could have just walked over there by himself.
For some reason,
he pulls Aurora over there too. I don't know why. I don't know the purpose of this.
He just likes pulling people, I guess.
I guess he just likes pulling people. Yeah. He pulled
Teresa earlier.
Yeah.
To say, this is my girlfriend.
Yeah. He pulls people in this episode. So as they arrive to look at Pablito, check his pulse, he bends down to check pulse. And then it goes back to the hospital and el doctor finally tells Esperanza, Pablito's kidneys don't work. He has this rare cancer and it's very dangerous or something like that. So I feel like Pablito's going to die. This is where it ends. He's telling her. It ends with Mariano checking the pulse. We go to the hospital. Dr. Ledesma's like, this is cancer. It's a rare form of cancer caused by his kidneys, and it's bad.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, then the credits roll. So Pablito's going to die, I think. I don't know for sure.
Well, maybe not yet.
He will.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like he does. And then it's just going to be another thing where Teresa's like, el maldito dinero.
She doesn't seem close to them, though.
No, but she's going to say it anyway.
But she'll use it as an excuse. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Mariano and Aurora will bond over this.
Why does he pull her? I don't know. Maybe they're gonna take turns doing CPR or something.
Maybe he's like, yeah, we're both like, you know, med students.
Yeah.
Even though you're like 3 days into your pre-med.
We know what we're doing. 3 days into pre-med. How does that work? I thought it was like, is it pre-med is the degree and then you get into medical school?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. Point is, Aurora just enrolled. She hasn't even started school. And she's leaving on a vacation. Started. I don't know. It doesn't seem like
I mean, I guess not if she's leaving on a vacation, right?
Yeah, I don't know when it starts. But yeah, that's this episode.
Wow, well, thanks for telling me how it ended.
You're welcome, because I can't believe you didn't finish watching it. But yeah, thanks for tuning in. You can find us on all social media. It's in the show notes. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Novelas con Cafecito. Except for Twitter, Novelas con Café. We also have YouTube, where you can see extra clips, bloopers, which are super fun. Which this episode isn't going to have any bloopers. We
were on a roll today.
Are we professionals now?
I guess so. What can we say? We're pros.
We are pros now. Thanks for tuning in. Oh my God, is next week Halloween? Oh, next recording is Halloween.
Oh yeah.
We'll be wearing our costumes. Mm-hmm. You can't see, but if you follow us on social media, you will see our costumes. So just follow us on social media just to see our costumes. Anyway, yeah. Let's cut this.
Let's end this.
Thanks again for listening. Give us 5 stars. And I feel like I want to end the episode by always telling everyone, entre ser o no ser, tú eres. Yo soy. All right. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
I'm not going to say bye like that. Bye.